It's actually a proven fact. There's a lot of research that's been going on around smiles and laughter, especially on how that can make you a more successful person. The smile in itself, do you know that only 30% of us smile a day? And when we smile, we're smiling about 400 times. Only 30% of us. That's it.
That sounds an awful lot of smiling.
It is a lot. When you think about it, how like I've smiled with you since I walked in here.
And I instantly smile back. But this is what I'm doing now. You know, that's like a polite handshake smile.
It is. But smiles are, they can be chosen for the occasion. You have to be able to read your audience to know what type of smile to put on.
I think I've only got one smile.
No, you don't. You have several.
Really?
Like you just said, you have that smile that you use to greet people.
Okay, yeah.
You have the smile that you're going to use when you walk into an interview. It might be a little quivery or shaky, but it will actually be a smile because you're nervous and you still want to make a good impression, so you're going to have that little quivery smile. You also have a smile when you greet your dog or your cat. I was reading your Facebook page, and yesterday I think it was, or this morning, and it is amazing what you can do when you are greeted at the door by your dog or your cat. And if you smile at them and you greet them with this really big happy look on your face, they're going to do the exact same thing. They mimic you, and people will too.
So are we being slightly deceitful then by saying we should use those smiles to get what we want out of life? So we're ruining the smile, aren't we? I mean, you're saying the smile should be genuine, but then you're saying you need to identify what smiles get a reaction, and the reaction I want is, hello, boss, I want to work less and I want to earn more, therefore I'm smiling at you.
It's all about being contagious. Okay, so if we're happy and we're emitting this happiness about us, we walk through that door and we smile and we say, hello, good morning, how are you doing? It infects the other person to want to be that way as well. With the amount of endorphins that a smile generates, it actually can help make you a healthier person. It will attract more positive things towards you. So you'll get that job that you're looking for. You'll possibly meet that person you want to meet and form a relationship with. You'll get the raise that you're looking for. Okay? A smile is really, really powerful and underrated.
I'm going to be terribly British now and be really skeptical. You know that, don't you?
That's my
job, to be devil's advocate.
I'm waiting for it, you know.
Okay. Guess what? Now we've got some Eliza Doolittle and I'm not smiling at all. Okay. There you are. We'll try again in a moment.